Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Can I share with you something that is a frustration that's very unique to our business that I think you will share? I know Kelly does because we've had this discussion before. And if you work in other fields, it is a frustration. You're going to be like, I don't even understand why you said that out loud. So I acknowledge that in advance. Nearly every day, we look through a variety of things in order to choose the topics. I know you're surprised because it seems like we don't try.
Right.
Because either we make it look effortless, a few of you think that, or we look like we're not trying, the rest of you, whatever. But there are a variety of different things that are available to us in addition to the World Wide Web, where we can go and look for things that are interesting to us and others. But there are what are called radio show prep services. And no matter how good or bad they are, they all have one thing in common. They all put in things like this. This was in two of them today.
Good.
It makes me angry because it's a giant waste of time. And I admit there's hypocrisy in what I'm doing now because I'm about to share it with all of you. So I'm wasting your time the way mine was wasted. So this is a double waste for me.
But we're sharing it so we can make fun of it. And that's going to make it fun.
That's what I'm hoping.
Everybody.
A new study has found the best and worst cities for vampires.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
Spooky.
What great, are they?
Great cities. Oh, hey, let's talk through this, actually.
Wait, let's guess.
Great cities would be ones where there's not a lot of sun, because don't vampires melt in the sun or something? They sizzle, right? They boil or whatever?
I'm looking at the paragraph where they lay out how they determined which ones, and that is the number one factor, number of hours of direct sunlight a year.
Yes.
Well, and so, you certainly got to have places where with high population. If it's too low, you're going to be noticed real fast.
Yeah, now, lots of virgins, Utah.
They had 17 factors. Number of warm bodies, population.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why there's so many on Staten Island.
Number of casket suppliers. Homes with basements, so that you can there.
That's a lot of places. Yeah. I mean,
vampire-friendly clubs.
Could be anywhere. Again, you're going to you're going to need a bigger place for that. You know, your cities of 30,000 aren't going to have a lot of vampire clubs.
Get that weak ass out of here.
No. Cities with higher numbers of blood banks and slaughterhouses were boosted.
Oh boy, we're looking at you, Sioux City,
along with cities that have casket suppliers.
Okay.
They also looked at local deterrents like average percentage of sunshine, Christian churches, shops that sell spices, and any garlic festivals that may take place.
Smart.
Okay.
Don't say that.
What? Vampires don't like garlic. It can kill them. Allergic to it.
Yeah, you got to be careful. I mean, so that, like, that's the real conundrum, because New York would be a great place, but there's a lot of Italian food, thus a lot of garlic.
Yeah.
New York is the number one place for vampires, according to this.
I mean, it does make sense, though. No, I mean, it really does. Well, you're going to have great nightlife, terrific clubs for vampires. Lots of casket places.
Lots of warm bodies.
A lot of people, they're not even going to notice if like a couple of bodies go missing here and there.
New York probably has a low instance of wooden stakes, right? That kills vampires.
They're not around everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, and even if they're outside, I mean, you get into the city and you can avoid sunlight really easy. You just stay on certain roads. Mm-hmm. The sun's never going to hit you.
Yeah.
Rest of the top 10, Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Houston.
Columbus, Ohio.
Portland, Madison, Seattle, and Omaha. I'm going to Madison this weekend.
Oh, my God. And it's Halloween weekend.
Probably see some bands.
Oh, it is Halloween weekend.
You should wear a metal collar.
You're going to die.
Yeah.
Now, they rated 500 cities.
500? Wow. That's a lot of options.
Seems like a supreme waste of
time.
Yeah,
I mean, do they list all of them in order so we can find everybody's individual towns?
Well, I do have the 10 worst.
The 10 worst. Okay. Where does it suck to be a vampire?
Well, obviously places like Vegas, where it is really, really sunny all the time.
It is.
The 7 worst places are in Arizona.
Yeah. See? Not Nevada, but close.
Yeah,
Yuma,
Vegas has a little
can Flagstaff, Peoria, Buckeye, which is dead last. I didn't even know that was a place.
Tucson
and Phoenix. The rest of the 10 worst are Odessa, Texas, obviously.
Oh, yeah. There's not a, I think there's not a tree there.
Rancho Cordova, California, and Sparks, Nevada.
Yeah. Pretty desolate, you know, not many good clubs in Sparks, Nevada.
No.
This was produced by someone called lawnlove.com. I have no idea what they have to do with any of this, but they said, we did this study to encourage people to donate blood. So everything that I've just told you is stupid, and I apologize.
But there's something like this a lot.
In prep nearly every day. I'm not exaggerating,
no,
am I?
No, not at all. There's always stuff like that.
These are the 10 best cities to eat a moth. What are you even saying?
I think I felt like I learned something out of this.
Oh. I actually really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun. I like guessing.
Honestly, it's a little concerning because where our flagship station is, it's very gray here. And I know for a fact there are vampire clubs here. I've been to them.
You have been to a local vampire club?
I think so, because everybody was super pasty and looked sad.
Okay.
I just
might have just been
vampires.
An emo club.
Or the
in February.
Or a hockey game.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty pasty by the time that season rolls around.
Some string bean looking weirdos there, too.
Yeah.